Good morning, church. Are we ready to praise the Lord this morning? Well, let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you that once again we have the privilege and the honor to be able to gather in the name of Jesus freely without fear of persecution. And Father, we're going to take advantage of that today. And we're going to praise you and lift up the name of Jesus. We have songs that glorify you. And give the devil a headache. And that is our purpose today, Father, to praise you. Father, we just ask once again that you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit. That as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that you would just meet us here like you do every single week. That it would just be a powerful and awesome time of worship. And we thank you for this now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him, for the King is your God. Strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory. Lift up your hands and give Him all glory, for the King is Almighty God. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give him all glory. Lift up your hands and give him all glory. Lift up your hands and give him all glory, for the King is Almighty God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. I've got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the love of Jesus down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart, down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
You're singing it
thank
like you mean
Lord.
It this morning.
Hallelujah.
That's good. We'll go ahead and share that with each other this morning, too.
Amen.
Everlasting to everlasting.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord, forever His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He is exalted. That's what we're doing here this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Within my heart a melody, Jesus whispers sweet and low. Hear not, I am with thee, peace be still, in all our lives ebb and flow. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. All my life was wrecked by sin and strife, discord filled my heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, singing as I go, feasting on the riches of His grace, resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Though sometimes He leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see His footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Hallelujah.
You find that
praise
to be true?
You, Lord. Praise
Get a
you,
little
Lord.
Melody. Find yourself humming during the course of the week. That's right. He keeps us singing.
Amen.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died He for me, who caused His pain for me, who Him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that Thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left His Father's throne above, emptied himself of all but law, and bled for Adam's helpless race. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? No condemnation now I dread. I am my Lord's and he is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?
Thank you, Lord.
That was written by one of the Wesley brothers, Charles Wesley. You think about that. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And if you want to just put it this way, this song is a paraphrase of that verse. It says it in a slightly different way, but it says it the same way, just using different words. Amazing love, how can it be that my God should die for me? Amazing love indeed.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Soaring I shall be in spirit, till released from flesh and sin. Yet from what I do inherit, hear thy praises I'll begin. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Clothed in flesh till death shall loose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Oh, that day when free from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed in blood, washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, everybody who's had an experience with God, and I mean an experience with God where you're in his presence, and it's so good that you just don't want to leave, right? You know what I'm talking about? That's what heaven's going to be like all the time. It's never going to be anything other than that. And that's what verse 3 is talking about. you know, that we're clothed in flesh till death shall loose us. Death is not, you know, the end. It's kind of just a new beginning at that point.
Amen.
Then one day, and then it says here in verse 5, oh, that day when freed from sinning, and I shall see his lovely face, clothed in blood-washed linen. We're going to sing, right? His sovereign grace. It's his grace alone. We'll have realms of endless day. That is a good song.
Calvary's love, oh what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day, at the cross I believe, riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul, when at the cross a Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Hallelujah.
My Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King! Oh, what wonderful mercy and love! Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home with his merciful love. He brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart, I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King! Oh, what wonder!
mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. I will glorify God for the new song he gave. Now, my Lord, I am praising each day. Precious Jesus, he heals every person today. If you only believe in your heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul. Oh, what marvelous grace of my Master and King. Oh, what wonderful mercy and love. Christ has opened the door to my heavenly home. With his merciful love, he brought peace to my heart. I will praise you, my Father, for Jesus, your Son, that on Golgotha rescued my soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Isn't it?
Amen.
God is good and all the time.
Glorify thy name. adore you, glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth. Jesus, we love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name, glorify thy name, glorify thy name in all the earth. Spirit, we love you, we worship and adore you. I love
my soul rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you mean. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King.
We love you, Lord, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. We are determined to worship you with all our heart, to praise you with all our heart and show forth your marvelous works, to be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. For your compassions fail not, they new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our God. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, so wonderful, Lord, to come into your presence with singing and enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God, and greatly is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let always the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times and his praise be continually in our mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord, we want to declare today that we are blessed people. We have been redeemed. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. That we can say today we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. We are children of the Most High God. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ our Lord. Do we have any reason to complain? Do we have any reason to murmur? Oh, no, we don't. But we have a good reason to be excited, to shout hallelujah, to praise our Lord our God with all our heart. Hallelujah, to show forth his marvelous works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a reason. reason to be excited today. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. Hallelujah. He is the healer of our bodies, and He is the Savior of our souls. He is the one that preserves us. He is the one that keeps us. He is the one, the only one, the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for all the marvelous things that you're doing, O Lord. O Lord, we also want to show forth praises to you that called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light. You brought us out of the horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and you set our feet upon the rock, and you established our goings. Hallelujah. We have a good reason to celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory. For victory. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Told us in your word, having received these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us walk uprightly. Let us do righteousness. Let us speak truth in our hearts. But by not with our tongue, nor do evil to our neighbor. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthened us. Praise His holy name. Heavenly Father, you are also Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, you are the Holy One. Oh, the Holy One of Israel. Oh, you are our sun and our shield. You will give us grace and glory. No good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. He that without faith is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. He will provide financially. He will provide spiritually. He will provide in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Let us today, out of what He has given us, let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you may have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. He is able to supply exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Father, we pray today for the anointing upon the pastors. He will deliver the message to us. Oh, give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce each and every one of us. We pray like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. I pray the anointing upon everyone that gives a testimony today. Thank you, Father. Let your name be glorified with the testimonies. And thank you for touching Thomas as he gives the invitation. And Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the privilege to worship you, to praise you, to lift your name higher and higher. And we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. I'm going to take a little time for testimonies. So anybody got a testimony? Natalia, you're first.
This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Amen.
Amen.
Sweet
hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, that calls me from my world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and up escaped a tempting snare by thy return, sweet hour. Hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer. The joys I feel, the bliss I share of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. And with such a hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee. Sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his faith, believe his more than trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour prayer. Sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, may I thy consolation cheer, till from all Pisgah's lofty height I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I drop and rise to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing to the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 2 weeks ago, Thomas Burns was talking about the back door. Well, kind of sank into Natalia's mind. Now she checks the back door every night. She is very spiritually aware of what goes on. And I recall when I was her age, my father used to read the Bible on Matthew 25, the five wise virgins and the five not so wise, and talks about the oil and the lanterns. And where I was born in a third world country, we didn't have no electricity, so kerosene lamps was our way of lighting. So my job was to check the lanterns every night before we go to sleep. Amen.
I've got to say that Natalia is pretty blessed to remember every word to that song. You know what I mean? I need that. I need to read it most of the time. So she's doing very well. Okay, this week is the big splash, right? America gets their new king. I'm sure the secret police, Office of Homeland Security will be there. Okay. Do we have any more testimonies this morning? Okay. Satiris.
I'll try to make it short.
Yesterday, as we were praying with my wife, the power of God was there. The anointing was so great. And all of a sudden, we saw through the window a young man come into a house. So we felt that's a great opportunity. Let me invite him in. I opened the door. He comes in. I said, come on, sit down. Sit down. And we started talking to him. I said, today is your blessed day. Today is the day of salvation. Do you know Jesus? He says, yes, I know. Well, you know him, I said, but you don't know him intimately. So today is the day, oh Lord, that you can learn, you can find out, you can know him intimately, to know him personally. But the power of God was there, and it was not me, but the Holy Spirit. It was not Joanne. The Holy Spirit was leading us every step of the way. And before long, that young man said yes. And he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. We always looking for opportunities, and we wanted to take advantage of that opportunity that someone comes to our door, So anyhow, he left rejoicing. He was selling vacuum cleaners, Kirby vacuum cleaners. Of course, he said, but would you sign up? Would you let me clean the house? And I said, no, you got more than you bargained for. You don't need. We have a Kirby already, I said to him. So anyhow, he left. My next testimony is that this takes a long time, but I will make it short. I had a supplier that I used to deal with for a long time. And I witnessed to him many times, but the answer was always no. I worship the Lord my way, he says, and everything, although there's only one way. Through Jesus Christ. So he did something, and the Lord was the one that broke that relationship. He did something that I did not like, and I said, I'm not doing business with you anymore. I warned him before he did that. I warned him, and he said, let me think about it. But he went ahead, he did it. He did what he did. He took one of my customers. So that was the end of it. And for about 3 years, we did not. He called once in a while to get us back, but we said no. About maybe 3 weeks ago, he called us. He said, let's do some business. Let's get back together. We don't have to do a whole lot. I said, okay, I'm going to come and talk to you, I said. So he said, okay. Then 1 week ago, he called and he says, I got this deal for you. So I said, well, I'll come and see you. In my mind was the thing that if he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior, then I will continue doing business with him. If not, I will not do it. So I went. Before I went, I prayed a lot, and I asked the Lord to have it his way. I commanded every spirit inside him to be bound and not be able to stir him up, not to be able to resist the salvation message and all this. And so I went, and we sat down, started talking. We didn't have very much to say. I said one time, as the Lord was leading me, you know, John, I said, money is not everything. He says, he agreed. Yes, he says, you're right. It's not everything. God wants, I said to him, he loves you. And he wants that personal relationship with you. He wants to live inside you. But he says, well, I do it my way and everything. No, I said, you're not doing the right way. So I said, would you like me that I pray a prayer for you? He was hesitant about it, and then he said, okay. I prayed a prayer that God will convict him and touch him and make him open to the gospel. So after I prayed, I said, now, John, are you ready to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior? He says, I don't have time now. I need to go. I said, it doesn't take that much time. It takes only half a minute and you will be saved, I said. And I was ready to go. He says, okay, let's do it, he says. And so we prayed the prayer and he accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And then the next day he calls me and he says, I was meditating upon that and I was different. I felt happy, he says to me. I said, praise God for that. Then the other day he calls me again and he says, yes, he says, God blessed me so much. He says, after you pray the prayer for me and business has been so good, he says, I've been blessed. I said, that's the beginning. I said, what God is doing in your life, he's showing you mercy. And that's where I was left, and we began doing business together again, and I bought quite a few things from him. So that was the end of it, and I praise God for that, because it was his doing. He was the one that led me, guided me to go back, and my intention was, unless he accept Christ, that I would not do business. I mentioned that before. But I didn't have to go that route to tell him, either you accept Christ or we're not going to do any business. But God did it his way, and it was wonderful the way it happened. My third testimony is this, that, and that will make it short. I was delivering to another businessman in San Francisco. And as I was at his office, we started talking. And I was asking the Lord inside me. I said, Lord, how shall I approach this guy? It didn't feel right to go and ask him directly this about Jesus. So what came to me is share part of the testimony of Joanne's testimony. So I did. I said, I've studied this about spiritual roots. And my wife had this and this problem, and we found out what the spiritual root was and everything, and God healed it. And then he says to me, tell me about what's the root of the problem for my ear. I cannot hear from one ear, he says to me. I believe, I said, there's no spiritual root for that, but you might have gone somewhere high or something and affected your ear. Oh, he says, yes, I traveled to Jordan by aeroplane and I felt it afterwards. I said, that's what it was. But we can pray for healing for that. But before we pray for healing, do you want to give your heart to Christ? And he said yes. So he gave his heart to Jesus, and then we pray for healing. Now we haven't seen the results about healing, but that man also accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. So I praise God for that.
All right. Any more testimonies? Okay. Hey, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. And still good morning to you. I'm going to read a book. bonus scripture this morning, and we do not have that on the screen prepared, and it's from 1 Kings chapter 11, if you want to turn there. That's 1 Kings chapter 11. And I want to lay the foundation that this coming Tuesday is going to be a funeral for the United States. I might be one of the few that is not too excited. I want to remind everybody about the following, that approximately 51% of the people voting voted for Obama. But not everybody voted. I think there was probably about maybe 65 or 70% of the population was voting. And thus, the America is divided in half. Half for Obama and half were not for him. This morning as I listened to the news, I heard that they were bragging about, that they have written songs about Obama. And the newscaster said this, that never before in America has anyone been writing songs about an incoming president. And then they played a couple of clips, and then they said, even the French are singing about Obama. And then they brought up a French song group or whatever it was, and it was like chanting, Obama, Obama, Obama. And then they said, even the Irish are singing about him. And they got some Irish music coming in. What we're going to have this coming Tuesday is not an inauguration. It is a coronation. And people believe that this man is going to be able to save the United States, to save our economy and everything else. And the truth is that he's not going to be able to do that. In 1 Kings chapter 11, I want to start with verse number 4. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord God, with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the god of the Sidonians, after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build an high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all the strange wives, which burned incense and sacrificed unto their gods. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice. A few weeks ago, the Obama camp announced that they're going to have an inauguration prayer by Rick Warren, the pastor and the leader of the Purpose Driven Life Churches. And then the homosexuals got upset, and a few other people got upset. And later, the Obama camp announced they were also going to have a rabbi there, and they were also going to have a Muslim imam there. And I don't know what else they're going to have, but they're going to have a number of different people pray. And just like Solomon did, he simply accommodated each person, or actually different faiths, he accommodated them. Now I'm going to go on record and say this, I'm an American, but I cannot say that God is going to bless this coming Tuesday, because how can God bless an event when someone is praying to the God of Abraham. Another one is praying to Buddha. Another one is praying to this and this or not. We cannot have a mixture. Now, I believe that President Obama to be is going to probably be one of the kings. I don't believe he is the Antichrist, but I believe that he's one of the kings that down the road is going to give his crown to the man of sin, the son of perdition. And I believe that we are moving now in a direction that is going to be very fast, because in his cabinet he has put together every person that you can think of that is against the Lord Jesus Christ. He has homosexual people in there. He has people that are socialist and all types of people. And their goal is control. And I want to say this publicly, that we're going to have a Secretary of State, which I used to call Queen Jezebel. And everybody know of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, the damage they did to this country. We might be a remnant church, and I believe we need to tighten our seatbelts. This nation is going to be in for a ride like we have never seen before in our lives. Our moral values are going to change. And I just read this morning the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, a good Republican, married to a good Democratic woman, has signed a bill that now, and this might sound silly, I don't know why they did this, but he has signed a bill that simply says this, that there will be no segregated bathrooms in our public schools. Boys and girls can go, there will simply be no gender. And it is amazing, if you think about it, why these people simply, they cannot leave morality, biblical principle. They have to tear it down and tear it down. And the churches, most of them are silent. I'm very politically incorrect right now. Maybe 4 or 5 years from now, speaking like this will cost you a little time at the federal farm. But you see, and I want to share this, it might even irk some people, but this is what came to me. There was a nation in about 1933-34 that had come up of a tremendous depression and unemployment. And there was a man that came there, and he solidified the country, and he began to bring prosperity. And when he was made Chancellor of Germany, the people gathered not by the hundreds of thousands, but by the millions. And they had the bands, and the music, and the drumming, and everything else. And the people simply said, our Messiah has come. All of you have seen the clippings and the movies of it. And you know, from 1934 to 1939, Germany prospered like it had never prospered before in its history. It prospered. But in 1945, Germany was one big gravel heap. Every city destroyed. 9 million Germans killed, soldiers and civilians, and a dream shattered. We need to pray. We need to fast. Because as I said before, I believe we are entering into the tribulation period. And unless the church stands up and hold back somewhat, all we can do now is to rescue people, get them saved, and make sure they do not take the mark of the beast. As we pray today, I got one letter here I want to share with you. It's a precious letter from the country of Ethiopia. And we have known this man for probably 10, 15 years. He's never asked us for any money. And he is not a rich man. And his name is Tesira Walder Medheen. And he's a man. He lives in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia. And all the years he's been asking for material, we sent him the Dove newsletters and so on and some other books. And he's ministering there. And he sent his postcard. And he said, "Dear brother, I greet you, your family, and co-workers in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Let the coming new year be the time of peace, joy, victory for you. Let God bless you and your work too. Yours in Christ Jesus, Teresa Walder Medheen." And he sent a very nice card of the waterfall in Ethiopia. And I'm thinking about, we have many people in Ethiopia. We have some in Kenya, Nigeria, and other places around the world. And these are people that are very poor, don't have a whole lot, but they love the Lord. And I want to say, may God bless them. We pray for you. We appreciate you. And we will do what we can to minister to your needs. We also have another request here. This is from Joanne. This is healing for Joanne's cousin in Texas. He was in a motorcycle accident, broken neck, crushed lungs, crushed legs. So let's get together here and pray right now for our nation and also for these requests. And I'm going to ask Brother Thomas if you would pray for Tisera in Ethiopia. And I'm going to ask Sister Lois if you would pray for this cousin in Texas, that God will move upon them. So go ahead, Thomas, and you start praying.
Father God, I want to lift up this man, Tisera, in Ethiopia, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for his ministry. And we thank you, Father, that you brought us together with him. We thank you, Lord, that you would continue to bless him and all that he set his hand to do over there, Lord, and what you bless what you've called him to do in that country. And Lord, we thank you for pouring out wisdom and knowledge upon him. We thank you, Father, for giving him a voice in the land where he lives. We thank you, Father, for surrounding him with good brothers and sisters. And Lord, we thank you for meeting all their financial needs. We thank you for getting him all the material that he needs to work with to further your kingdom, Lord. We ask your blessing upon him and his family and the country that he's working in. We know it's a dark country. And we thank you, Father, for this postcard that he sent us, Lord. It's nice to be informed of what's going on around the world, which is, this is an offshoot of our ministry. So we just praise your name for that, and we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up this cousin of Joanne's who has been in the motorcycle accident, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, Lord, and you know all about it, and you know every cell of his body that's been damaged and hurt. And Father, we don't know, we know he is not saved. He's a Jehovah's Witness. He needs salvation, Lord God, And I pray, O God, that you will touch his body, that you will put back together, that even his crushed legs will be put back together, his lungs will breathe again, and you will put renewed strength in him, and his broken neck will be fixed so that he will not be crippled forever. He will not be in a wheelchair, Lord. Father God, I ask that he will also know that you did it, and that it will be unmistakably to him, unmistakable that you did it, and that it was not just a natural thing to happen, because it couldn't possibly happen naturally. Lord God, we ask that you touch this man, but above all, we ask that you reach him with the gospel through someone, Lord God, through a nurse or a doctor or a visitor or a friend or anyone. But Father God, move with your Holy Spirit on this man and move on someone to reach him and give him your word and your gospel, Lord, that he will be saved. And we know that when we pray for a person, that is the way that you have entrance to them, and you have a right to go after them and bring them into the kingdom, Lord. And we thank you and praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray for America today. We pray for our nation. Oh, Father God, it was founded by believers in Christ. But over the years, we gave our country away to the Hindus, to the Buddhists, to people of other faith, to the occult, to the Freemasons, and the list goes on and on and on. And today, Father God, they call us a multi-society, Lord, where we have all kind of different faith, and they simply have to honor each one. Father, we've gone a long way. And we do not know if America can even be saved at this point. If you're going to judge us, like you judged the nation of Israel when they walked away from you, Lord, you judged them. You judged the Greek Empire, the Babylonians, the Romans. Empire after empire has been judged. And Father, we pray for the young people that are traveling right now to you in Washington, D.C. Father, they're so excited. And they are just totally excited over this man that has been elected, Lord, that he would have some kind of supernatural power. And I think about the young Germans, 1933-34. They were so excited about the Fuhrer. And they did not know that 10 years later they would be dying on the battlefields, in their houses when the bombs fell, and the dream was shattered. God, I pray that you would give us boldness to preach the word, boldness to stand up and say what is right and what is wrong, boldness to hold up the word of God and not to compromise. Boldness to say that homosexuality is a sin. Abortion is a sin. Amen. Fornication is a sin. Adultery is a sin. Father God, give us boldness. Yes. That we will not be intimidated. Says, while anything goes, God loves you. Yes, he loves us. But he hates a sin. He will not accept it. God, I'm out of words. And all we can ask is for your mercy upon this nation, for salvation. Father God, Saul of Tarsus was a wicked man, and you saved him, made him the choice apostle. We pray that out of this bunch that is running Washington right now, that you will save a few people here and there that can be a testament to the whole world. That's our hope. That's our prayer. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.